today is the first day of Hanukkah, and in thinking about the Nes of Hanukkah, I'd like to share what I think is a very beautiful idea from Rav Gifter. Rav Gifter, of course, the Rosh Yeshiva of Tel's Yeshiva. And Rav Gifter commented on the famous Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev that what made Yosef turn away from the wife of Potiphar was the Diyukno Shel Aviv. That's what the Gemara tells us, that he saw the image of his father, and as a result, once he saw that image, so he was able to withstand the pressure, withstand the temptation with the wife of Potiphar, and move away from her. Rav Gifter asked the following question: what is so heroic? What is so noble? What is it that demonstrates the tzidkus of Yosef by the very fact that he turned away after seeing an image of his father? If a person was involved in any chait, in any inappropriate behavior, and they saw their father, their Rebbe, their spouse standing there, then of course a person is going to remove himself from that behavior. So the Gifter said that the greatness of what Yosef did was the fact that in that moment he was able to conjure up the image of his father. In the moment, in the throes of chait, in the throes of a certain behavior, at that time, at that moment, to still be able to look back and think about Yaakov and to bring forward the image of Yaakov and to be inspired by the image and the legacy of his father Jacob, that's the greatness. The greatness is to still allow oneself to be inspired, to see those images, to grab back on one's past, and to allow one's past to influence and to shape the present. And thinking about that idea, allow me to share with you a story that I read many years ago, and a story about the refusnik Yosef Mendelovich. And they asked Yosef Mendelovich, after his many, many years in jail, he'd been arrested by the KGB for being involved in Jewish activities and Jewish learning and running Jewish weddings. And he was in jail for many years, and they tried to strip him of his entire Jewish identity, strip him of his essence and of his humanity. And they asked him, what allowed you to stay committed and strong during your years of imprisonment? And Rav Yosef said that holding on to the Chagim, and especially on to Hanukkah, allowed him to maintain that identity. And he records that it was one year during the winter that he became very down and very depressed about his fate. And he decided for that year that it was particularly important to him to light a menorah in his jail cell. But how does a person light a menorah in a jail cell? And he tried to think of an idea. He tried to see if he could build a menorah, find something, find some oil, bribe some guard. But as the days went on and Hanukkah was ever closer, he was unable to do so, and his spirits began to sag. And he had a certain thought, a certain hargosha, a certain idea. He collected some stones or some pebbles in the courtyard, and on the first night of Hanukkah, he engraved a menorah into the wall of his cell using that rock. And he ripped off the bottom of his pants to make a wick, and he placed it on the rightmost, the furthest right part of the menorah. And he had found a match lying around on the floor of the courtyard. And that first night of Hanukkah, many years ago, he stood in his jail cell. He lit the match, and for just those few seconds, the pieces of thread from the bottom of his pants, this wick, burned on the wall of his jail cell in the middle of Russia. And there's something about that image that he said, and thinking back to the history of the Jewish people, and the history of who the Hashmonaim were, and the pride of Jewish history, and the feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gave up on the Jewish people, even in that moment, in that jail cell, inspired Yosef Mendelovich for the coming months and the coming years. And just that image, to hearken back to some previous image for himself, was so meaningful. And that's really the idea of what a nace is. That's the idea of what Hanukkah is. It's not just that there was in history a moment of time that was miraculous, but it's that those moments shape and form and guide and lead and strengthen us by Amim Haim Bizman Hazeh, that we still feel the impact of that. The word nace means, of course, miracle, but the same word also means a banner. So we look to certain events in our life personally, in our life communally, and we look back on those moments as we often trudge through the darkness of our own lives, and we gain strength from those moments. We gain strength from history. We gain strength from the image of the Yukno Shel Aviv, our ability to conjure up the image of a father, or a grandfather, a great-grandfather, which continues to lead and inspire and make light the dark places of our life. It should be a meaningful Hanukkah for us, for our community, for all of Klal Yisrael. We should allow ourselves to look back at the events of the Hashmonaim and many events since then, and allow those events to illuminate our lives. And we should have a beautiful and meaningful Hanukkah. Kol Tov.